Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And as always, please share those on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. So many great articles and podcasts up on AmericaOutLoud.com. We hope you all had a wonderful holiday weekend, and thank you for joining us tonight. We have a lot of hot topics in the news we want to discuss, but first I want to comment on is the continued radicalization of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa mob. We all watched in absolute horror and astonishment at what happened in Waukesha, where a white-hating Black Lives Matter supporter hit over 40 people and killed at least six. The media, instead of holding him accountable, called it an accident instead of what it was, which was a clear domestic terrorist attack. On Thanksgiving, we see Black Lives Matter tweet out stolen land in the continued liberal tradition of disparaging our national holidays. A couple media outlets picked it up, but stuff like this goes viral on social media. The mainstream media, along with big tech, have brainwashed an entire generation who do not have a grasp of reality. For a lot of these kids, the only news they have ever been exposed to is fake news. We badly need to hold the corrupt media accountable in this country, and we will just keep driving it home how evil and dishonest these corporate media talking heads really are. Anyways, enough of that. Let me introduce Rob. How was your holiday weekend?
My holiday weekend was great. Had a great Thanksgiving, as we mentioned before, with the family traveling to Arkansas. Always good to see the folks. Hadn't seen them in 2 years. So I was glad to be able to get back to Arkansas from New York City and to fellowship with my family and friends and loved ones. Got to say, things are a whole lot different in Arkansas than they are in NYC, New York City. In Arkansas, there's rules and order, law and order. We don't have all the chaos that we have in New York City with homeless people walking all over the place, pretty much running the city, if you were to ask me, Andrew. Arkansas is a red state, thank God, and home to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who hopefully will win the governorship in 2022, because we need to keep the tradition going. Currently, we have a Republican governor, Asa Hutchinson. I mean, some people don't like him, some people like him, but who knows? With Sarah, I hope that we'll get what we saw in the White House when she was a press secretary. Now, on to your opening statement about the chaos and Black Lives Matter and what happened in Wisconsin with the guy, I think is it Daryl Brooks Jr., the Black Lives Matter hater, who openly said that he hated President Trump. And to me, those are words that we should be looking at. But needless to say, he was let out on a $1,000 bond. Go figure. So he was able to get out and wreak havoc in Wisconsin. The mainstream media is trying to hide it. They don't want to talk about it. Because as I mentioned on our Thanksgiving show, a lot of them were hoping that the culprit was a toxic white male. But that wasn't the case. To be clear, I don't care what your race or gender is, there are bad people out there. And we've got to accept that and stop trying to point the blame on one group of people. Now, for the longest, let's just break this down. The liberal media, the entertainment arm of the Democrat Party, has forever portrayed Black men as being the aggressor or brown men. In the movies, TV shows, Black men were the aggressors. They controlled, and they still do, this entertainment segment, what we watch right now. So it is their fault that Black and brown men are seen as being the aggressor. Not only that, they portrayed gays and lesbians as being cuckoo. Think of all the shows that have come out with lesbians or transgenders. When you think of the show with Andrea Dickinson, Dressed to Kill, you had a crossdresser who was the aggressor. Basic Instinct. You had a lesbian who was the aggressor. So it is the power of the left through the entertainment industry that have created these caricatures of individuals. Now they're trying to come back and say, oh, it's the evil white man and the evil white man who happens to be a Trump supporter. But when we go back and we look at this, we see that that's not the case. It's always liberals. What you bet that Daryl, is it Daryl Brooks, Andrew? I want to make sure that I'm getting it right. What you bet that this guy voted for Joe Biden and many of the other people, the case in Atlanta, whereby Ahmaud Arbery was killed. Those men probably voted for Joe Biden. And a lot of the other aggressors that are out there voted for Joe Biden. So this whole notion that they're Trump loyalists or Trump supporters is just wrong. Even Kyle Rittenhouse is saying that he supports Black Lives Matter. Now, I doubt seriously he voted for Joe Biden because he wasn't of age at the time. But when you really stop and think about this, and you look at the narrative that's being pushed, it's all wrong. But conservatives have got to wake up and push back, because if we don't, they will be able to identify us. They will be able to write who we are. And we can't allow that. Just the other day, Ahmaud Arbery's dad came out and said, all lives matter. And my God, the media had a conniption. They tried to hide it. They tried to edit that out. They didn't want that put out there, that him saying all lives matter. Well, all lives do matter. I like to think that all lives matter as opposed to this propaganda that Black lives matter, because apparently Black lives don't matter. When you look at all the violence in Chicago and New York City coming out of Black neighborhoods, but you want to say Black lives matter. It's a hypocrisy. It's embarrassing. All lives should matter. Maybe if we were to start saying that, people would wake up, because the carnage that's taking place in Black neighborhoods is horrible. And it is a direct result of Democrat failed policies, the failed policies of the left. And we will continue to talk about this until people wake up. Now, we're not going to let conservatives off the hook here, because they're quick to point to the violence in Chicago. But what are the solutions? What are the solutions? You can't point it out to me and you're not doing anything. And Andrew, we've had so many candidates come on the show to say that if Republicans, conservatives, were to wake up and go into these communities and say, this is who we are, you would be surprised at the votes that you would get. Now, I know about all the numbers. I know about the surveys. I know about the polls that are saying, well, Black people don't like conservatives. Black people don't like President Trump. Black people. I'm sorry, I don't believe them. I don't. Because Trump got a lot of support from the Black community, the men, the alpha men. Trump go ahead, Andrew.
I was just going to say, it's almost like in one of these communities with predominantly Black citizens, like we see in Miami, Los Angeles, Baltimore, one of these candidates like Laverne Spicer, Joe Collins, or whoever else runs in the Kim Klasick, whoever runs in these districts, they have to win, and maybe the momentum will catch on from there and show people that it can be done. You can win in these far left districts. But until people see it, I think people are just so skeptical if it can be done, because of the stigma that Republicans have had in some of these places, and sometimes for 100 years, like Chicago, where it's been over 100 years since they've had a Republican mayor.
Right. And I agree. It's the stigma that's there. And when you have someone like Kim Klasick, who is out there trying to make a difference. Now, she's not a radio host. Some of them are radio hosts. And I'll say the other thing, we've got to stop looking at these political commentators and talk show hosts, podcast hosts, and thinking that they should run for president or they should run for Senate, they should run for office. It's a different lane altogether. You can talk and say one thing. When it's time to hit the ground and start shaking hands and talking about policies, maybe you're not good in that lane. I myself have thought about running for office. Before I was doing the podcast, I was always talking about the issues. I would like to think that I would make a good candidate. Who knows? You might see my name there. Could I run for president? I don't want to run for president, but perhaps senator or representative. But as you said, Andrew, so clearly is that people, there's a stigma that exists, and we've got to overcome that and then start supporting these candidates. Stop thinking that they can't do it. They can win in these blue states and blue cities and towns if we put the support behind them. Look at New York City. New York City has been devastated by crime. We're told, ride the subway. It's okay. Crime is down on the subway. And then 2 hours later, there are killings on the subway. Someone got shot on the subway. Someone got stabbed on the subway. Someone got raped in the subway. We're told, oh, continue. Crime is down in New York City. Someone gets raped in Central Park. Someone gets stabbed while they're walking the streets.
Yeah, I seen a press conference the other day from Philadelphia. They've had over 500 murders already this year. I mean, that is a lot. Philadelphia does not get talked about as much as like Chicago or some of these other areas, but it's a very dangerous place, apparently.
A very dangerous place, and it should not be that way. But Andrew, look at who's running these towns. They're either white liberals or black liberals who are saying it's our chance, and they're supposed to be woke. But if you're propped up by Black Lives Matter, which is indeed a terrorist group. I know the jingle sounds nice, Black Lives Matter, and everyone has a Black Lives Matter sign put on the outside. It's embarrassing to me, because how can you tell me my life matters when people are being killed? And this whole notion that, well, you know, they used to do this. Who is they? Stop saying they and look at what needs to happen now. We've got to wake up. We know that there is racism. We know that people aren't treated fairly. But overall, when you look at the bigger picture, when you have Black people that are, I mean, high wage earners, and I'm not even talking about someone like LeBron James, who's now crying and having a fan ejected from a basketball game because they were saying things about his son. Yeah, but dude, you were taunting and teasing Kyle Rittenhouse and saying those were fake tears. Are you serious? And I've heard so many other people say those were fake tears. Okay, well, let something happen to you that's really tragic, and then you get on the stand a year later, and you have to recount it or retalk about it. Will the tears calm? Maybe. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But the feeling is still there. So for him to start saying, oh, they're making fun of my son, when you're going, a grown man going to taunt a guy who was about to lose his life, really, LeBron? Dude, give it a break. You're nothing but a lapdog for the Chinese. And I'm glad that Cantor, the other basketball player, is calling you out, because you're nothing but a lapdog.
Yeah.
And you have so many other lapdogs.
Did you see Cantor wore those shoes when they played the Lakers with LeBron bowing to President Xi of China on his shoes when they played the Lakers?
I didn't see it, but I'm glad. I mean, because so many of the others are bowing to China. They're taking it up the bum bomb, and then they want to attack us. They attack the United States while China is the biggest offender as far as human rights. Look at what they're doing to the Uyghurs. Look at what they're doing to their own people. But yet and still, we want to praise them. Why? Well, because of that huge economy, or the people, the access that we want to their people to sell our goods. So you're willing to sell your own country out for that? Really? And then Joe Biden, he's going to talk to him, say, oh, my old friend. And he's probably laughing at the pooper pantser, Joe. And speaking of Joe, how do you think his holiday went, his Thanksgiving on, Nantucket, staying at the home of a billionaire while telling us inflation is okay and this is a great Thanksgiving?
America's back.
America is back. Back from where? Are you serious? You're going to spend Thanksgiving at a billionaire's place, mansion, while Americans, this is the most expensive Thanksgiving ever, and people are saying, oh, it's okay. Again, I don't trust these numbers. Oh, consumer confidence is back, and people are buying, and people are doing this. Well, they're buying because they're afraid that there won't be anything left on the shelves if they don't go ahead and buy now. This is common sense. And I have all these people come to me saying, oh, no, you got to understand. It's about supply and demand. It's cyclical. And every year, you know, things go up and things go down. I get it. Things go up and things go down. But when you're deliberately messing up the economy because you don't know what to do, you have a guy called Pete Buttigieg who's looking at becoming the next president simply because he's gay and he wants to be the first gay president. Anyone to vote for Pete Buttigieg because you want him to be the first gay president, you're stupid, you're ignorant, and you're dumb. Yes, I said it. Stupid, ignorant, and dumb. We don't need any more first. Maybe one day there will be a gay president. Maybe we've had a gay president. I don't know, but I don't care. I want someone who knows what they are doing. Plain and simple, is that too much to ask for? Or do we have to have these smash and grab mobs at these high-end stores? And who's committing the offenses? Well, a majority of them are Black Lives Matter. Now, there are a few whites, but who's leading the pack? Black Lives Matter. Really? Didn't Joe give you guys enough money with all the stimulus packages? Didn't he give you enough freebies? Why are you going in stealing from high-end stores? What do you need the stuff for? Now, if it was food, it's a different story. But no one is going into Kroger, Piggly Wiggly, Safeway, Wegmans to get food. They're going to retail stores to get diamonds and watches and clothes, expensive purses and bags. Really? And the media can't call you out, because if they call you out, it's like, oh, but Black people need that. You see how they make Black people look bad, Andrew? Saying that Black people need material things as opposed to basic things like food and water. We've got to go into stores and get material things because we might live in a ghetto, but we want to look stylish. Again, there are some white people doing the same thing, and they're just as stupid and ignorant and dumb. Anyone who does that.
These elitists, they're so clueless. Did you see that Stephanie Ruhle was at it once again? Now she's saying that the Dollar Tree is raising prices because they want to, not because they have to. Apparently, they want to change their whole business model because they want to, not because the soaring inflation that we see in our country. These people are absolutely clueless as to what's going on, and they just want you to say, see, there's nothing to see here. It's just completely out of touch with the average everyday American.
Completely clueless. Stephanie Ruhle strikes again. And then I saw that the Dow Jones tanked almost 900 points. And they're saying, oh, it's out of fears of this new COVID variant. Well, maybe that's it. But I think they're also looking at inflation. Folks, don't be fooled by the rhetoric that they're telling about inflation, that inflation is good. Inflation has never been good. It only became good when Joe Biden, an incompetent old white man, and I say that because that's how the left identifies him, as an old white man who should not be in office. Simone Sanders told us that, but she decided to eat her words when Joe offered her a job. These people, like you said, Andrew, are clueless. They're only in it for themselves. They are an elitist group with their nose up in the air, looking down at us as if though we have to help you because you can't help yourself. Doggone it, give me a job and then leave me alone. That's all I'm asking for. A job, leave me alone. Make the opportunity available. Inflation is never good. So anyone who's telling you that, they're dumb. Janet Yellen, she's stupid. Well, she has all these degrees. And Joe Biden has a law degree. That doesn't make him smart. Obama has a law degree. Doesn't make him smart. He's never been inside of a courtroom. He was only a law professor. So we got to look at this and just face reality. What these people are telling us is a bunch of garbage, a bunch of horse manure, because it doesn't make any sense. I am thankful that I live in the greatest country in the world, America. And that is the reason why so many people are trying to bombard our borders to get here. They want to come here while Joe Biden is giving away everything, including the kitchen sink, the refrigerator, and the stove. And then the bonus is $450,000. They have no shame. They don't care. They don't care about the average man. It is time we wake up. I mean, look, they're trying to put someone over the banks who is a devout communist. But they're looking at, oh, we want to have diversity. Okay, I get diversity. But there are more qualified people that you can put in those positions than someone who wants to completely destroy our banking system, destroy our economy. What happens when everything is destroyed? People become dependent upon the government. And then those that have, they sit up on a high perch looking down at us and telling us, oh, well, maybe one day what? You've destroyed our economy.
And remember when Joe Biden ran as a moderate candidate? I mean, this woman that he's trying to put in charge of our banking, you would think that communist Bernie Sanders was electing her to fill that role or something. I mean, she was born and grown up into the communist system. And from everything that we see, she still believes in that way of economics and is completely anti-capitalism. And that's who Biden wants to put in charge of banking.
Completely anti-capitalism. Capitalism, which has allowed Biden to get to where he is, including Hunter Biden. What's up is down, and what's down is up. These people have no shame. They don't care. They're thankful that they're Americans and that they can do this, and how they have hoodwinked a majority of the population, completely hoodwinked them into thinking that what they're doing, what they're selling, is going to help them, but it isn't. This is the most expensive Thanksgiving ever on record. Here we are coming up on Christmas, and you have people saying, you better get your gifts now because the supply chain is completely messed up. But old Joe is telling us something different. Oh, well, they don't want to do it. It's not messed up. Everything is okay. I'm bringing America back, and we're going to do this. We're going to do that. It is not back. The country is being destroyed. Wake up. Look around you. Yes, there are some people that are happy. Yes, there are some people that are saying, oh, you know, nothing's, I'm not bothered by this. But why the supply chain? Why is it messed up? When President Trump was in office, we had COVID hitting us. He was going through all these frivolous lawsuits, being impeached. Was there a problem with supply chain? Absolutely not. Now, we did encounter a shortage on tissue because of the fear the left was putting in everyone. Oh, we better go get your tissue. Hey, what about food? So when you walk into the markets and you see empty shelves, it's not because of COVID. It's not because people are buying everything up. It's because of supply chain. It's because Pete Buttigieg took off for 3 months. He and his buddy, God knows what they were doing, and no one knew about it. The media knew about it, but they weren't going to talk about it. They didn't want you to know about it. The same way they know that Joe is incompetent, Joe has dementia, but they're pretending as if though it does not exist. This guy went in a week ago to check his colon for cancer. They removed a benign polyp. And then they're going to say, oh, he's fit for office. He's ready to serve. He's ready to fulfill his constitutional duties. No, he is not. What about the cognitive test? No one is saying anything about it. But when President Trump was in office, well, we want to know if he has VD. Does he have any venereal diseases, sexually transmitted diseases? What? But no one has the courage to ask about Joe's mental ability. They'll ask about it, and then they'll move on. No, you don't move on. When you have the opportunity, you have the platform to ask the question, you keep asking and asking until you get an answer. That's what they did with President Trump. Well, this is not all about President Trump. I agree, it isn't. He's no longer in office. Let's look at Joe Biden's record. 13 soldiers killed because of a failed withdrawal in Afghanistan. 13 soldiers were not sitting at the Thanksgiving table because of Joe Biden's failed withdrawal. 6 people were not at the Thanksgiving table either. Why? Because they were mowed down by a man who was let out on a $1,000 bond, bail bond, let out. Oh, he's not going to do anything. 6 people not at the Thanksgiving table. And that number of people that will probably die is going to probably grow. Why was this? Well, because of the failed policy of our legal system. Failed policy of all these individuals who are looking at, oh, no, let's let these people out. It's too strict. Bail bond, cash bail bond is too harsh, and it's too this. Okay, who designed the policies? We have to look at it. Who designed these policies? The left. And now it's coming back to bite them on the butt. But they want to let out these criminals in these neighborhoods to continue doing what they're doing. And everyone wants to say, it's okay. It is not okay. Even if you don't like President Trump, I don't care if you don't like him, but you look at the policies that will help you. And those policies whereby you let criminals out, and then you're gonna put someone else in jail. Oh, well, they stole candy. Put them in jail for 20 years. What? For stealing candy? For smoking marijuana? Whereas if I kill someone, you're going to let me out? What kind of sense does that make? No sense at all. but yet and still, we will vote for these individuals.
Yeah, well said, Rob. And the Democrats pretend they don't know what they're doing, but they know exactly what they're doing. They're directly responsible for this rise in gas prices. We see GM saying that by 2028, they're going to be making all electric cars. The only reason they're saying this is because of the Democrat policies. If President Trump were in office and gas were still $2.50 a gallon, they would not be making this promise. They've obviously been guaranteed that gas is going to continue to rise. And that's exactly why we're going to keep seeing these motor companies switch to electric cars, because they're trying to price out the market where people no longer want to pay for gas. If you're looking for a great Christmas gift for you or your family members, check out HealthyCell.com. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out HealthyCell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. HealthyCell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with HealthyCell's pill-free vitamins. They come in gel packs, taste great. You can blend them, you can add them in your water, or just drink them right from the packs. Rob and I have been taking HealthyCell for quite some time, and we highly recommend it. You can go to HealthyCell.com and save 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. Tons of great products over at HealthyCell.com. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health four times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
It was a vision that gave birth to a unique multimedia platform that would combine classic talk radio, great writers, and memorable podcasts and videos. AmericaOutLoud.com is a conservative leader in a field that is predominantly run by far-left progressive globalists. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we are back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew, our After Thanksgiving show. As we said, hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, great holiday, and now you're looking forward to Christmas. And we can still say Merry Christmas, thanks to former President Donald Trump, who brought Merry Christmas back. It will be interesting to see how the Biden White House, resident Biden, and his folks handle Christmas, if they will say Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday. As for me and my house, we will be saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. If you want to say Happy Kwanzaa and Happy Nueva and whatever else you want to say. But we will recognize Christmas the way it should be, Andrew. Now, when we went, before we went to break, you were talking about the gas prices and how they're trying to push this whole narrative of increasing gas prices and shortage of oil, so that they can push off this line of electric cars. I've seen the electric cars. I've seen Tesla. It's a beautiful car. But don't be deceived in thinking that we're going to be able to move so quickly from oil to electricity. Why is the left doing this? Because they want you guys to think that we're saving the environment. Okay, well, we can do our share, but what about China and India? They're the world's biggest polluters. Look at the UK. Look at all these countries that that were raising their hand up for this during the Paris peace or the Paris summit. And now they're saying, oh, screw that. We're going back to coal. We're going back to oil because electricity is not sustainable. So the United States is left holding the bag of electricity. People, wake up. Don't be deceived. Look and see what they're doing. It's like they want to be the popular kid, and we're going this direction. Whereas they're the only ones who are doing it, no one else, but they got you thinking this is the wave of the future. And the other thing to remember is that the people that are pushing this are youngsters that have no idea or concept as to how the world works. They've never been outside of their parents' front door, but they're thinking they can tell you how the world works. They've never been to another country, but they can tell you how the world works. I doubt many of them have had friends from other countries. And if they have, those friends have been indoctrinated because they've been here thinking that this is the way it should be. No, don't rely on empty-headed kids who spend their time smoking a joint, playing video games, don't want to work, but think that, oh, we know how the world works. Well, who's the president? Oh, isn't it JFK? I'm always amazed when these reporters ask these kids who is the president, and they don't have a clue. And they'll name someone who's dead, who's been dead. It's like, you really think that JFK is president? Oh, isn't it George Washington? You know, and I'm wondering, I'm like, are they kidding or are they serious? They're serious. They literally don't know. Because they don't get their news from newspapers. They're not watching TV. So they're looking at Twitter. They're looking at Facebook. They're looking at Snapchat. They're looking at TikTok. That's their news. So Twitter, everyone thinks that that's the universe. Really. The lies that are pushed on Twitter, the pornography that's pushed on Twitter, Twitter, which is supposed to be the record of choice, I guess. Don't be deceived. Twitter doesn't even, probably can't even add 1+1. But you're going to run to Twitter for your news source. Don't be deceived by the electric and the windmills and the solar panels and all this stuff. If it was so good, it would already be out there, but it isn't, because people know that is not the way to go. It looks nice. It looks pretty, just like a lot of snakes that are out there. But once you put them in your chest, they will bite. So don't be deceived. Do you think there's going to be enough wind that's going to power all of our houses? Look at all the people in the world. It's like sometimes you have to stop and think, yeah, it sounds good, the solar panels and the windmills, and they're going to do this with the energy, but is it sustainable? You look at some areas of the United States, there's not a lot of wind. But yet and still, we want to push that, the solar panels and the turbines and all this other stuff, and it's going to power. No, it will not. And what is old Joe doing now? Well, he's begging and pleading that they'll give us a little bit more oil. And now he's tapping into the oil reserves that President Trump helped to stockpile. The only thing he has to do is to open up the Keystone Pipeline. Just say, hey, I made a mistake. Let me backtrack. And the people that see it, the elitists, will sit there and will allow us, you people, to suffer. While they'll go through the back doors and get their oil and their gas, and then they'll laugh at us. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She just purchased a $25 million mansion in what other place? Florida. Why Florida? Why not California? California is just as beautiful. Why would she purchase a $25 million rather mansion on the ocean? Remember, the world is coming to an end. Water is rising. But she's going to purchase a $25 million mansion. Where does she get the money from? On a government salary. And why is she going to Florida? Where there's no, the tax is more favorable as opposed to California, where there's homeless, there's crime, and the taxes are up to wazoo. Why is she going to Florida? Again, I ask, where did the $25 million come from? No one is saying anything about it. They're busy saying, oh, she knows how to count numbers. She knows that she's not going to put a bill on the floor if it's not going to win. Whoop-de-doo. All of the speakers of the House, they do it. They're not going to put a bill up there if they don't think that it's going to, if it's going to pass. So it's like, what are you guys talking about? What are you talking about? But quiet as is kept. No one will say anything. And Nancy Pelosi keeps fleecing the flock with all her money. Andrew, it is absurd how people are so hoodwinked and they don't see through this. Again, I am not pushing this to say, oh, like conservatives, like what we're doing. But I am saying, look at our policies as compared to the Democrats that are constantly raising taxes, have you paying more at the pump. Gas would be $5 or $6 a gallon before long. It's fine. We're not supposed to say anything. We're supposed to be thankful for that. We're supposed to be thankful that there's a problem with the supply chain. We're supposed to be thankful that Nancy Pelosi is pushing all these socialist agendas. I hope this is her last time serving. And even if it is, they don't care because she wants to go down in history as being the longest serving Speaker of the House. Oh, and she's a female. And was she competent? Absolutely not. She wasn't competent. She was just a regular around-the-way girl who got lucky. I'm going to call it the way it is because we can't continue to live like this. We cannot continue to allow the country to go down because of these knuckleheads. It is time to wake up and smell the political coffee. It is time to wake up and call these people out. Now we hear that there is another strand of the virus, the China virus, coming out of Africa. And that I think the United States, they're putting on a ban of certain flights. No, the UK, a ban on certain flights. Now, I would think that Joe Biden would wake the heck up and do the same thing, but he's too afraid that people will say, you're a racist. Put a ban at the border and tell these people you can't come here unless you've had the coronavirus shot. But that won't happen. But Americans, we're going to fire you if you don't get the shot. How ridiculous and stupid is that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Joe Biden just put a travel ban on Africa, saying that the five...
Oh, he put it there. Good.
Yeah. Five nations from Africa cannot travel to the United States. But you remember every single time President Trump tried to do one of these travel bans, instead of acting like he was doing the right thing for public health, they immediately cried racism. President Trump was against all odds from the beginning. And here we have it. He handled this first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we have less loss of life than we've had in this year with Joe Biden as the president with the vaccine available. So Joe Biden promised to get the COVID-19 pandemic under control. And it looks like with this new variant, things are just going to continue to get worse. Obviously, I don't just blame Joe Biden for that, but he's the one who made the promise that he was going to get it under control. And he hasn't gotten it under control. If the media were holding him under the same standards as President Trump, could you imagine what Joe Biden's approval rating would be? It's already down to like 36% in some of these polls. But where's the counter in the window with all the people that die from COVID-19? We never hear about anything about COVID-19 unless if we see a spike in a state like Florida or something that fits their narrative. When there's a spike in California, you don't hear anything about it.
You're so right. If there's a spike in California, and there will be, and there is, you hear absolutely nothing. But the moment there is a spike in Florida, where Governor DeSantis is, the media, oh, he's incompetent. Oh, he's horrible. And then the liberals who live there, they'll start saying, he shouldn't be governor. Well, why don't you guys just move out? Why are you there in the first place, other than taking advantage of the nice warm weather, taking advantage of the taxes, but you want to complain? Really? And something else you mentioned, Andrew, I think you're being rather magnanimous by not faulting Joe Biden for all of this. I'm going to put the entire blame on him because, as you said, he said that he was going to get this under control. And under President Biden, we've had more people to die from COVID-19, also named as the China virus, than we've had under former President Trump. He was supposed to get this under control. He has the vaccine. He has all the other monoclonal or whatever they call it, things that can be used to fight off COVID. But will he? No. And people don't trust the vaccine because of the fear that he and Kamala put in people saying, oh, don't take it. I wouldn't trust it. So now that you said it, now you want to force people to take it. No, I put this squarely at his feet. This is his fault because he should be able to stop this, but he won't because he is too prideful. He and his entire administration, they continue to lie to us about everything. The singer, Bryan Adams, had the virus twice, and he had the shots, and I think the booster. We got to wake up and realize that for some, this vaccine is good. For others, probably not. Our immune systems need to be built up. And I think that there's something out there that could probably stop it. I think that Pfizer is coming up with some type of panacea pill or tablet that you could take. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci is still in government, making a government salary. Dr. Fauci, who probably started all of this, not being held accountable. When he does leave government service, they will probably make a martyr out of him and say, oh, he's a saint, and look at what he did. What did he do? People died because of Dr. Fauci's lies, he and Dr. Bird. I do believe that Dr. Fauci had something to do with this virus spreading. I do believe that he was funding gain-of-function research, and he's lying about it. But we don't have people on the Hill who will hold him accountable, and that is sad.
He's continuing to lie about killing those puppies, which we all know that he did as well.
Absolutely, he killed puppies. And all you people, PETA, you guys should be protesting in front of his front yard, his office, demanding that he steps down. He killed beagle puppies, and he will probably kill others, and he probably have others in his lab. It's time to hold these people accountable. Now, speaking of martyrs, I saw this on social media. George Floyd as God. Really? Kyle Rittenhouse, someone wanted to give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award. Really? I don't know about you, Andrew. As far as George Floyd, a two-bit thug who held a gun to the stomach of a pregnant woman, he's no God. He's no martyr. What happened to him shouldn't have happened. Next, move on. It's over. Let's not let it happen again. Kyle Rittenhouse, he was defending his life. That does not make him a hero. I commend him for what he was trying to do that night, whereas grown men should have been doing it. But the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award? I don't think so. He's not a martyr. Leave the man, the kid alone. Let him rest in peace. Let him go away. Recuperate, regain his composure, and then come back out. But trying to lift these people up, that's just a bit much for me. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse seems like a good kid. But if I were him, I would get out of the limelight. I would sue these places like CNN, people like Joe Biden, who called him a white supremacist. I'd get that bank account nice and full. A lot of these companies, even if he doesn't win exactly what he's looking for, they'll settle with him out of court for a significant amount of money. I'm pretty sure money will not be an issue. He could always write a book and cash in that way as well. But if I were him, I would just get out of the limelight, just count my dollars on the Florida beach and live my life happily without anybody bothering me. I'm not so sure why people hold people up on a pedestal like that. Obviously, like we said, he seems like a nice kid. He defended himself. He did the right thing, but that does not make him an expert on anything that people should hold him to a high regard on as far as being a hero.
Absolutely not. So just go count your money and you will probably get a lot. Like you said, he probably won't get the amount that he's asking for, but he will get some, enough to allow him a quiet and peaceful life. And then perhaps later on, you know, then resurface. But trying to make all these people martyrs, over that, forget about it. Now, next topic, Merrick Garland, airline crackdown on unruly passengers. I could see that he should do it, but he should also be looking at the smash and grab mobs, as I mentioned in the first segment. Merrick Garland has been a complete disappointment. And I remember when Obama nominated him to the Supreme Court. And people were like, oh, he deserves it. He's such a great guy. And he came out all meek and humble and smiling and looking as if though he's like, he should be there. And he looks like a Supreme Court justice. By God, as I said before, we missed that bullet. And I am so glad. He is a dangerous man. He is a snake. He and his family that are profiting off of the losses of many Americans. They're profiting off of the lies of CRT. They're profiting. When you look at Democrats, a lot of these people have enriched themselves through public service. Enriched themselves. Now, I'm not saying that some Republicans don't do the same thing. But for the most part, Democrats, they are experts at it. Look at Bill Clinton. Look at Barack Obama. Bezos giving him $1 million to his foundation. And people, well, that's for the foundation. Yes, but think about this. That foundation that he creates has to pay some people to operate it. He can very easily pay himself. See, guys, you got to wake up. See, they know how to finagle all this stuff because they designed all of it. So that $100 million that Jeff Bezos is giving to that foundation, Barack Obama will enrich himself with some of that stuff. Merrick Garland, his son-in-law, pushing off the CRT material, they're going to get rich off of it because the schools are going to buy from him. You see how they do this? And then they leave public service, millionaires, billionaires. Look at Dr. Fauci and his $80,000 salary. What the heck? What are these people doing? But they're trying to penalize you with taxes. Else they'll tell you, oh, well, if you don't say anything, we'll give you money. And we'll give this to you. Folks, wake up. I mean, I always say that on every show. Wake up. Wake up and smell the political coffee. Okay? Because a lot of that coffee is burning. And they're hoping that you don't smell it. Because they keep coming out with more and more propaganda. And it has to stop. It has to stop. We can't be that foolish. Now, there was another article, just taking a step back, Andrew, that I want to talk about from the woke left, where they're saying to decolonize Thanksgiving. Now, I celebrated Thanksgiving. I celebrated the pilgrims coming here. I celebrated all the blessings that I've been given.
Amen.
But to decolonize, oh, we don't want to talk about that. Okay, look at here. Let me just spell this. Let me just make this plain for a lot of you dumb woke individuals. There are no perfect countries. Everyone got over on the other person, from Africa to Europe to Asia, even America. Now, some of you will say, oh, but it was a white man. Okay, let's just take a step back. In Africa, they sold a lot of the slaves to the white man. White man didn't go there and just steal them. The Africans conquered other tribes and they sold them. Yes, it was a huge sell-off, but they did it. Even in America, the Indians that were here, I'm so sick of the sob stories coming from the Native Americans. Okay. Well, we took their land. Okay. Well, they took the land from another tribe. They conquered a tribe, killed them off, and then they took control. And then once they did that, once a white man came here, they said, hey, give us this and we'll give us your weapons so that we can defeat this Native tribe. And then we'll give you this piece of land. Now, I'm not saying it was a fair deal. It's not my fault they couldn't negotiate. Okay, let's just be honest here. But at the time, they said, we want the weapons, we'll do it. But then once they realized what they had done, what did they do? They wanted to attack the people that they call pale face. Just so happened, they didn't win. But now we're going to put them on a reservation and we're going to keep forever taking care of them. That happened years ago. If these people haven't managed to get on their own 2 feet by now, it will never happen. We need to cut off the welfare. It's sickening. It's ridiculous. Generation after generation after generation. That has ended. We have given them all of these casinos on this tribal land. When does it stop? Well, for woke liberals, it will never stop because they keep finding a group to feel sorry for. They keep finding groups that, oh, we did them wrong. Well, you know what? You're doing me wrong having to look at this nonsense all the time. Why don't you pack up your bags and just leave? And don't go into outer space because I don't want you to spread your lies and propaganda there. Just go and build an island in the middle of nowhere And then all of you can gain up there. You don't have to pay taxes. You can call yourselves all these 12 different genders. Heck, you can have a complete party 24/7, 365 days of the year, with the exception of leap year. But leave the rest of us alone. And if there are some woke conservatives like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, Lisa Murkowski, you guys can go also. And you can have your token conservatives. And you can say, look at us. We're going to live peaceful. Just go. Because, by gosh, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of the nonsense. It is time for us to move this ball forward. And Andrew, we can't do it if we're constantly identifying people that we perceive have been done wrong. We keep identifying people that we want to make them hold, and we feel sorry for them because they're oppressed. No one wants to be oppressed. It's time for people to stand up. But they can't do it if you keep their mouths at your teats, sucking for milk, suckling your teats. Come on.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And just one more thing I'd like to discuss in this show is someone that is not woke. Lauren Boebert recently is the center of some controversy. She did her speech on the floor where she called out the Jihad Squad, said Omar was married to her brother, among other things. And then she did a speech in her home state of Colorado over the Thanksgiving holiday where she mentioned that she was on an elevator with Omar after that. And she was a little bit nervous, but she looked over and seen that Omar was not wearing a backpack. So she said she has nothing to worry about. Obviously, the liberal media picked up on this and started attacking Ms. Boebert right away for being Islamophobic, for making that joke about Omar having a backpack and a bomb in it. But Omar came on the attack on Boebert. And here we have Lauren Boebert issuing an apology for her statement, which I think is a big mistake because we've seen Omar disparage the victims of 9/11, saying that some people did something. She's completely underplayed 9/11. She's made so many anti-Semitic comments, and she never apologizes for any of them. I do think maybe Lauren Boebert's comments were in bad taste, but I wish she did not apologize for any of it. How about you, Rob?
I agree, Andrew. Say what you're going to say and mean what you're going to say, and then move on. Now, you said that you felt that it was in bad taste. I don't know if she said it jokingly or if she was serious, but if I were to get onto an elevator with Ilhan Omar, I would, too, probably look to see if she has a backpack.
Exactly.
Because the things that have come out of this woman's mouth is just unreal. She attacks every group. I mean, just think about the comments she said about Jews.
Yeah, that's how I think that Lauren should have handled it. She should have said it's not an Islamophobic thing. It's that you look at Omar's comments and her policies seem to support terrorists, not necessarily saying that you're saying that about all Muslims. But here she came out and apologized to all Muslims. But continue ahead, Rob.
Right. But I mean, look at what she did to Lee Zeldin, who's Jewish. The things that she said about him, Ilhan Omar. And she said things that are questionable on the House floor. Look at what she said about 9/11, that some people did some things and someone this. I don't give a rip about this woman. I don't know how the heck she got on the Hill. No, let me take a step back. I know how she got there. Because if you look at her district, and you look at what has been happening over the past decade, with these people coming from overseas, and then being planted in certain areas of the United States. You look at Cincinnati, you have an entire Arab community, Muslim community, Indian community. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Hear me out. There's nothing wrong with that. It's going to happen eventually. But when you cannot swear allegiance to the United States of America, and you're trying to bring those oppressive ways from the countries that you left here, I've got a problem with that. We should all have a problem with that. And when you have our justice system bending over saying that, well, maybe we should look at Sharia law. Maybe we should look at what they used to do in their native country. No, the hell we shouldn't. You're in America, by God. And you go and follow the Constitution. If you want to bring those repressive ways here, go back home. Hear me plain and clear. You're in the United States of America. The governing law is the Constitution. I know that many on the left want to get rid of the Constitution, but we're not going to get rid of it. That is the law of the land. We amend it, but we don't get rid of it. And we certainly aren't going to get rid of it for Sharia law. Absolutely not. So that's how Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib were able to gain power. And at the same time, you have a lot of woke liberals who voted them in. Well, who were they? Well, you go and you do a DuckDuckGo and you look at the demographics of a lot of these cities where they came from and look at the people, a majority of the people. A majority of the people there are white liberals. They're just sitting back and saying, oh, well, let's give them a chance. Are you serious? If they can't abide by the law, they don't deserve to be into office. And then the black people, they don't vote. They're just sitting there complaining and saying, oh, I'm oppressed. And where does this come from? Oh, it comes from the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, the media. Now, I heard the CNN is about to be revamped. I heard that, I think it's Malone wants to, who's over multimedia, I think it's Joe Malone, who wants to come in. He's a shareholder of this new form company, and he wants to restore, no, it's Tom Malone. He wants to restore the virtues of CNN and bring it back to the days that it had real journalism. And people are saying, yes, they should do it.
He's got his work cut out for him, that's for sure.
He's got his work cut out for him, and you know what? He's got to get rid of everyone. He's got to clean house, including Anderson Cooper, throw him out with the bathwater, completely out, because you don't need those people there. Absolutely. Yeah. None at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, they'd all have to go. But thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can catch us here on iHeartRadio, America Out Loud, Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.